Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Cook the lone setback, but it's a fumble, and it's recovered by the Patriots. It was a mishandled exchange between Josh Allen and Dawson Knox. Fires underneath, it's complete, and then fumble. The ball is out again, and it looks like the Patriots have it. It's another turnover for Buffalo. Allen has time, pumps, fires over the middle, and it's picked off. Intercepted by Marcus Jones inside the 10-yard line, and he's out to the 12. The third turnover of the game for Buffalo.
We didn't take advantage of our opportunity. I mean, I thought our defense played well, and they bailed us out a couple times, but just not going to win many NFL games turning the ball over three times.
Thought we beat ourselves, turning the ball over three times. They get 10 points. We get one takeaway, don't get any points off it. Just not enough complimentary football. Didn't seem like we were into a rhythm offensively enough.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Football Monday on WGR brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. One quick thought on another game, and then we'll get back to calls and talk some more about Bills Patriots, as much as it might pain us to do. Were you listening to much or all of the game in the morning?
No. Now I played golf and only saw the last possession by each team, basically.
Vikings pull it out over the Browns.
Yeah.
I never knew this. Dylan Gabriel is named for, but there's a lot of Dylans in life.
Right.
And a lot of them were named for Bob Dylan, probably.
Does the spelling matter?
Because
his name is D-I-L-L-O-N.
He's named for
the actor Matt Dylan.
Ooh, that might even be better.
Or the Gunsmoke character, who's all, I think, the same name. The Sheriff Dylan, Matt Dylan, I think.
I think that's right. The correct answer is Corey Dylan.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I don't know of any sort of family connection. His dad or his parents just love football. So he's named, all of his brothers and himself are named for his dad's favorite football players, I think, maybe.
Right. Oh, that's awesome.
I forget who the second one was. Anybody remember who else they said? There might have even been a Roman Gabriel in this family who would have maybe been named for Roman Gabriel.
Right.
But there was another one that was not like that.
Okay.
Corey Dillon.
Yeah.
Corey Dillon's out there watching the NFL. I used to play in this league.
Right.
Sitting there.
Eating
some popcorn, too early to drink. And he's sitting there watching the game. And suddenly the announcer goes, the starting quarterback is named for him. He might not have even known that.
Right.
Why would he know that? Corey Dillon, Gabriel.
I assume if there's a slew of these names in this family after football players that both the parents were on board with the idea, because there is our son Owen, when we were going through, I don't know if we had ever had a book, but whatever. Like we're talking about it, suggesting names, right? My wife was bringing names to me. What do you think about this? What do you think about this? What do you think about this? The first time she suggested the name Owen, my brain went, Owen Nolan. Yeah, Owen. Because I loved Owen Nolan. He's one of my favorite hockey players. And there's like...
Similar to this.
There's like three friends on earth that know me, that knew me well enough at the time, like when Owen was born, and they heard that his name was Owen. They reached out to me like, did you name your kid after Owen Nolan? I'm like, not exactly.
There weren't that many Owens then?
I kind of did. Yeah, we were on the wave of Owens, I think.
The wave, the cusp of Owens.
Because when we started playing youth sports, the number of Owens that were born around the time Owen was born, there was always last initials for the Owens, because there were a lot of Owens on baseball or hockey teams we were on.
Owen P.
But a few of my friends knew well enough to like check me on that. Like, did you? I'm like, not exactly. Like, my wife doesn't know, but kinda we did. I did. The reason I liked the name and told her I got a favorable response from me was because of Owen Nolan.
Can I force in my story real quick, sure. Julius? So, somewhat adjacent to that, just both loved the name, big name, went with it. Also, we were together in Vegas for a few days once and saw Julius Erving, you know, bouncing around MGM Grand over there. And that was after seeing him get into a cab. We were in line for a cab at the hotel. And I remember talking to the guy up there getting us the cab. I'm like, was that Julius Erving I just saw? I was like, yeah, he's here all the time. And I'm like, oh, wow, I just saw Julius Erving. And so when we were talking, just like you, we were talking about names. No, he's not named for Julius Erving, but
it had a favorable.
I did see him, right, and sort of liked that.
Yep.
As part of the the legend. All right, let's go to Louie here. Hi, Louie.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Great, Louie. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, nice to hear from you too. You know, when Tre'Davious White was signed by the Buffalo Bills, I thought, okay, you know what? We might work a little bit here and there, but man, oh man, as he hit the wall. I mean, he's done. He's cooked. He's cooked like a Thanksgiving turkey. We you know what? Put Dane Jackson or whoever, but this guy can't do it anymore. His better days are long, long gone. And I know we have problems on the secondary and the mm-hmm. the corners and this and that, but my God, is he cooked. He is so cooked. And you know, another thing I'm going to hate to say this, guys. You may or may disagree with me, and it's a little bit too late right now where we are, but this everybody eats philosophy, I'm sorry. It works a little bit, but it's catching up, and it's going to catch up for the rest of the year. I don't know how many games we're going to win. We're going to win. We're going to be good, whatever, and so on, but we're going to fall short because these defenses, the NFL defenses, they're going to shut us down. We don't have a number one star receiver on this football team. And you can only go so far with guys that are second, third stringers. I mean, who's the best receiver on this football team? It's Khalil Shakir. Who's the best pass catcher? Bobby Dalton Kincaid. Other than that, everybody else, they catch one pass here or there, but we get absolutely nowhere. And the last few weeks, we got lucky because we're fighting our fear and else. Are we going to win this game? When are we going to win? And then now we play a real good quarterback. Drake May. You know what? We're going to have a lot of problems with this New England Patriot team moving forward, this quarterback. And this team, they got a whole bunch of players in the offseason, and they're starting to come around. They're not Buffalo. Don't get me wrong. But they're going to be a thorn in our, you know what?
I think that's right. I think notice, I mean, stuff like this, thanks, Louis, can get overstated. You know, notice being served and whatnot. But that was a, if that's us, to some extent, maybe this works. It's later in the season when the moment I'm about to reference for Allen. But in 2019, the Dallas Thanksgiving game was a big deal for us, right? We're standalone. This we're not sure where this thing is going with this kid, but we like him. We like his moxie. The guys on the team seem to like him. They're responding to him. Let's see what he can do. And that was a tremendous performance. And we felt like, okay, I think we got something here. I think that was last night for Drake May and the Patriots. I really do. The Bills, as the 19 season wore on, you know, they got their playoff spot and they lost their wild card game, and that was it. And then the next year they became a real contender. So we'll see what the road ahead for New England looks like this year and how soon they are on the top tier. But I think that's where they're headed, and last night is a significant signpost for them, I think, and the quarterback especially.
Well, the Bills may have a May problem, but the Patriots still have an Allen problem, too. Like that, the timing, this is nothing to say different from what you said, sort of in partnership with it, is what else happened in 19 and 20 is Brady left. And so was wide open at that point, right? Tua's mm-hmm. never been it. The Jets have somebody different every year. Their top pick busted, unlike it seems New England's. And so, you know, wide open spaces for the Bills. Not so for New England. There could be duels, right? That could be what we get here is there have been a lot of them before too, but like regular primetime
yep.
Bills-Patriots games. Probably not too much longer for Justin Fields. Just saw a stat on Twitter. Justin Fields' record as a starter when his team gives up at least 21 points, like happened yesterday, mm-hmm. they lost to Dallas, 0-26.
21 points.
21 points.
That is rank. That is tough.
I'm scared about Fields in fantasy. Yesterday, Fields' numbers, 32 for 46, 283 and 2. And he probably rushed for one. He always does. I don't know. Like, big time. Another big fantasy game from Fields. I'm scared, though, because
they're going to bench him.
They might.
They need to win. They're 0-5.
They're 0-5.
Aaron Glenn is new there. Like, if they think we're not going to win with this guy, and it's not really, we're not developing him for next year when our roster is more filled out, then they're just going to try to win some games and put some pelts on the board. And that probably means Tyrod Taylor.
They could be a team that tanks, too, though. And what do they need Tyrod Taylor for? Put him in, then go back to Fields or something like that? I don't just yeah. to get through it. What I didn't see any of the Dallas game, but what I was seeing on Twitter was mostly people were like kind of done with Aaron Glenn already. Why would that have been? Were there certain things happening there that
I don't know. I didn't keep an eye on that game either.
Complete not competitive at all with Dallas.
I was watching Philly and Denver more closely, and then some red zone in the 1 o'clock window. I don't know. You know, they're 0-5. I mean, that's a reason to be mad at the coach, I guess. But I don't know if there's anything egregious from the game and decision-making and whatnot. You know, there was stuff in the Bills game,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Early punts, like, you know, 4th-and-2, midfield-ish kind of stuff, down by 2 or 3 scores. Like, yeah, here, have the ball back. What are you doing?
Right. Tennessee got away with some 3 in a row, down 21-6, 4th-and-short-ish punts. Yesterday, just laughable stuff. They still won. They still won on 2 incredible plays. You see any of these plays?
Yes, I did.
Not often do you throw a pick but still score a touchdown on a play, but that happened for Tennessee yesterday.
Arizona, it's just incredible the stuff that happened to them in that game. Like, you can't even... I don't think you could, if you're reading a sports movie...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Script, and they had the plays that happened in the same game. Like this, we had a drop the ball before the goal line, like walk in touchdown. The guy was in the open field for a day running, no one near him, and he drops it a half a yard too soon. Touchback. Whoa. And then, yeah, this play you're describing where he get picked off, the guy stumbles, falls, not touched, fumbles the ball, and there's a dog pile. Like, 2 or 3 Arizona guys had a look at it, and they end up pushing it into their own end zone, and Tennessee falls
right,
on it.
Right.
Like, what is happening?
At home. Yeah, my take last week when they lost at night to Seattle was, it just looks like everybody who plays for them is miserable. And that starts with Murray.
Yeah. Did you see the shotgun snap hit him in the face?
Yes, there was another one. Shotgun snap hit him in the face. Like, nobody's ever happy there.
Right.
And I bet I didn't see that game either, but I bet there was more of that yesterday. Let's go to Nate next. Hi, Nate.
Hi, guys. Good evening. Thank you for taking my call. So I think I'm the opinion in the Bills now is like, I want to believe this is still a very good team, still a team that has, obviously a team that has the MVP quarterback in Allen. But I now look back at the schedule we've played, and, you know, we come back against this Ravens team and score a historic fourth quarter against a team who I think we all kind of believed could play defense, but the season has borne out. It doesn't look like they can. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, we then have beaten up – the only other convincing win we've had is against the 0-5 miserable Jets. We struggled against Miami, a team that came in with no wins on their record. We struggled against New Orleans, a team that came in with no wins on their record. And then finally played a team that had a win on the season, and we lost to them. And a team that really was the first defense that kind of held Cook in check. And we got to see what it looks like when he's not going for 7 a clip. And I think I'm very cautious that we might see a little bit more of the true identity of this team in a game like this than we have in the first 4 weeks against teams who really have not proven to be anything special, even the Ravens.
Nate, strong stuff. We got to move on because time is short for us here. But I didn't think about it in those terms, that they hadn't played a team before last night that had won a single game yet. Of course, the opener, that's not possible. This is exactly, I flatter myself to say almost verbatim, what I said to Jeremy last night at halftime with the score 6-3 New England. If they lose, this is what we're going to hear, is actually everybody they've played, even the Ravens, are terrible.
Right.
And nobody really put it like that today yet until Nate did, but that's the league. I mean,
yep.
They're probably fine.
I think they're still probably very, very good, even great.
But it's not.
They're
not perfect. It's not the, 22 season or the COVID years maybe where the really good sign, even though they played a soft schedule, was they buried teams. And the caller may have also said this. And that's not at all what's happened here. Just the Jet game so far. And, you know, it is what it is. 4-1.
Yep.
But that's what. When the Bills were doing that, that was big for me because people complained about them. Their schedule's too easy. I'm like, well, the best you can do here is to just destroy the easy teams on your schedule, and that is not at all what we've got, at least, not excluding the Jet game, at least. Football Monday on WGR continues. Eric Wood, our conversation with him, what went wrong last night, that is next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.